We're talking with the happy medium, Kim Russo, about some of the celebrity cases that she's helped with. Celebrities who come into contact with something they can't quite understand. People like Louis Gossett Jr., Vanessa Williams, Gina Gershon, Wayne Newton from here in my hometown, Ernie Hudson, and others. Going to get into some of those cases in this half hour. And then in the last half hour of this hour, we're going to open up the phone lines, hear what's on your mind, and maybe Kim can answer some of your questions as well. We'll be right back with more Coast to Coast AM. Kim Russo, so you helped Vanessa Williams clear out whatever it was that was causing problems at her place, and you call it a cleansing process. Gina Gershon, same kind of thing, very talented actress. What was going on with her, and what did you do to help her?
Oh, George, you're really testing me here.
Is it?
It's been a
while. So I know I should point out you've done 80 or so of these episodes.
Gina,
it was something about an apartment building, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember the horrifying vision I had in her bathroom of a body in bathtub with blood all over. That sticks out in my mind. I think she was renting it during her college days. It was in New York City. It was a walk-up. Very, very, very haunted. There was a brothel in there. It's coming back to me now.
That's right. Yeah, you figured out that it had been a site of a brothel and that the son of the madam had become a mass murderer.
Oh, yeah, he was mentally disturbed. I think it was after he saw a lot of activity with his mom, if you know what I mean, and that didn't sit well with him. And I don't remember how I helped her, to be honest with you, as far as how to get rid of, because a lot of this we did off air that they didn't show. Because when I first started, I had a little bit of an issue with, I can't just leave these celebrities and these spirits in these locations. But that's not really, not every episode was able to show me helping get rid of whatever was there. So I did that a lot, you know, behind the scenes. And, you know, I remember Gina not being sure if she believed me or not. I remember that. She was on board, but I feel for most of the day she was skeptical. But definitely by the end, you know, she admitted, and then she started opening up to me about a lot of other things that I had touched on. But I did feel her a little bit closed off in the beginning. And sometimes that does matter to mediums. For any mediums out there listening, they can definitely attest to the fact that, you know, if we're working with clients that are resistant or they're skeptical or they're not willing to have an open mind, it makes our job so much more hard, you know. So that's why I think my own guides give me concrete evidence right in the beginning, whether it be about their own personal life, their loved ones that no one would know about, so that they can see this is real. But that was a horrifying episode because there was so much blood in my visions that had taken place with Gina. And what was the other one you
Ernie,
said?
I was going to ask you about Ernie Hudson, because he's an actor, of course. He was in Ghostbusters, and I guess during the promotion for the Ghostbusters movie, he's asked to go to this supposedly haunted hotel, and I can see the look on his face is exactly what you're talking about. He's kind of, all right, my agent talked me into doing this show. I'm going to have fun with it, and then by the end of it, you've impressed him enough to where he realizes, hey, maybe there's something to this. So he had an experience at a hotel in Arizona, and he only did this because his wife his son wanted to go along with it. So they came along for the ride, and they ran into something unexpected, right?
Oh, yeah. It was in the bedroom, and his son was, he came also that day, and they had to have something closed up between them two. There was a spirit in the room, I believe, that kept taking the covers on and off of Ernie, if I remember correctly. And then I do remember a very heartfelt scene where they, the father and son, needed to fix something between them. that and very often these ghost stories really do bring people back to themselves and back to each other. The other side is always working in tandem, and we help them and they help us. That was a very, very, I'll never forget that. It was like a chalet hotel. When you walked in, it was so cozy and quaint, and there was a fire crackling, but all the rooms told a different story for sure. I think I remember something about a lake. There was somebody who did you watch the episode? Only because I can't be quite clear on who the ghost was. I just remember them. There was a drowning.
Ernie Hudson?
Somebody, yeah, somebody drove right into the lake.
Zeke.
And then
Zeke,
someone yeah.
Named Zeke.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Oh, you really do watch the show. Look at you. Thank you.
Yeah, I try to prepare for an interview. Sure.
No, I know, but you really watched it. Because you're refreshing my memory. I haven't watched these shows in so long. Because they were repeating them. Yeah, they were repeating them. And the thing with mediums, too, is when we do readings, we don't retain the information most of the time. So to me, it's just like another case. It comes in, it goes out, because I cannot hold on to everyone's story or energy. I guess it's like a doctor who sees so many patients that
right,
you'd really have to jog his memory to put him back at the time and the place, you know?
So tell me this. Have you ever had a case where, all right, so you do these celebrity things, you're producing a TV show, you go take them, you go into a building where they've had an experience or a place where something has happened, and you're going to try to help them, and you can't, where you are blocked, or you run into something that's really bad that scares you?
I did have some times where I was scared. I really was scared. And there was a story that they wanted me to do in one of the prisons. I believe it was Alcatraz. And I wouldn't go. I had refused. I refused. And I said, not only if they were hoping to get clearance from the property to have us go and film, I said, if you get clearance, you will have to get another medium, number one. I said, but you won't be getting clearance because my spirit guides don't want me there. It's that dangerous. So I won't go really into any prison. I'll tell you straight out. That's my limit. I don't want to mess with that. And that's a Kim Russo thing. And so I just don't want to deal with the aftermath of what's lurking in prisons. And I'm sorry, what was your other question that you said?
Let me ask it this way. I'll just ask it a different way. Yeah, sort of I'll ask it this way. So, you know, you're in the episodes of the TV show, you run into spirits, ghosts that are attached because they have unfinished business or they're lost or they don't really understand where to go or they're trying to get a message to their loved ones for various reasons. Are there things other than ghosts that you've run into that are over there? You mentioned about being careful walking down some sort of psychic dark alleyways, but what else is out there that you might run into? Do you know? Or are you steer clear of it?
Yes, absolutely. There can be demonic entities that I am not familiar with. In other words, like I said, with exorcism, I'm not an expert in the demons. And I have to say, thank God, I haven't really dealt with too many of them. But going in, I'd never know. There was a time, and I'm going back to Pennhurst. There was a lot of way darker energy than I was even used to dealing with. And they were contained in different buildings as well. So there was a building that they pointed to, and they said, we are not allowed to go in this building because of the electric, the wiring, and whatever. And I was feeling that there was just, it was just as well because there was dark, dark, dark forces there. And evil attracts evil. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, the mental patients, they're fair game for allow entities or demons to kind of come and have a feast, because they're not grounded, and they a lot of the times, you know, they're giving them shock treatments, they're putting them on all kinds of medication, so they couldn't protect themselves. They were open targets for these demons and these low entities. So yeah, that to me was the most scariest, but there were many others.
Wayne Newton was somebody that you came to the aid of. Wayne Newton, he's a legend here in Las Vegas, and I guess during a performance, while he's on stage, he sees a ghost, and it's a ghost of somebody that he knew, and it's somebody we all know. You remember that case?
Oh, how could I? That I'll never forget, because it was near and dear. I'm a very big Elvis fan, and interestingly enough, I had a ticket to his last concert that he was never able to attend, Elvis, and I never did get to connect with him or see him live. And the day that I met Wayne, I wanted to tackle it as the angle of the skeptic. I can easily have said it was Elvis, even if it wasn't. And I didn't want to do that. I did not want to. I don't like to play into what people think they saw, because, again, it either is or it isn't. And I will only know when I get there. And I'm honest as the day is long. People know that about me. If they've seen my show, I do say it like it is. And the thing with Wayne, and the only way I would ever, ever, ever get to connect with these big-time celebrities is if I am talking to someone who personally knew them or is a family member. Because sometimes you have these mediums out there that claim that they channel all these celebrities randomly. It's highly unlikely, unless you have someone in your presence that the celebrity was familiar with. You know, out of all the mediums in the world, they're not going to go searching out random mediums without any connection to get the message back to their loved ones. So it made sense. And then when I saw what I saw, it was Elvis. And then he came through and gave Wayne some very personal information that only Wayne had known. So that confirmed it. It sealed it. I believe Elvis spoke about a conversation that they had prior to Wayne going out on the stage originally. You know, back in the day, I think Elvis didn't want Wayne, something with his marriage. Like, he was trying to warn him that this nightlife, and you have to make time for your family. It was really trying to give him a warning of don't do what I did. And it hit home with Wayne, and he was so charming. What a nice man. And, you know, I heard from him after that for a while, because he was so taken aback. We lost touch now, but he's really something else. Him and his wife, beautiful people, I have to say. That was one of my favorite episodes, by the way.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet him a few times, and he lives here in Las Vegas, and he's a very charming man, and a legend here in Las Vegas. You do have those.
An honor for me, because in a really strange kind of way, I feel like I got to meet Elvis that day. So for me,
you do have special. You have cases where a message comes through, sometimes from someone who was known to the person you're trying to help, and sometimes it's from someone that didn't know him, but they're still trying to help, to pass along something where don't make the same mistake we did. That happens in a way with Michael Rapaport, an actor and a stand-up comedian. A lot of people in our audience would know him and know his work, and he had had an experience as a kid in high school that really stuck with him, and you went back to the school with him and a friend of his, and I don't know if you recall what was going on, but it was sort of a message from the other side about some pranksters who had been there at the same school years before he was there, who ran into their own trouble.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Absolutely. Because there was a lot of activity in that basement. It was so real that, you know, Michael was getting freaked out. There was a lot that did not air because of the edits and all. But he was really spooked out, and his friends, they were wonderful. But, yeah, they were becoming pranksters themselves, and they could have gotten into a lot of trouble. And when we get to the other side, like you said, whether they know us or they don't know us, if we're following a path similar to the spirit, and they can help us in some way to not do what they did, they will. They will do that. They will find a way to kind of keep you out of trouble if they can get through. So they're not always coming in to scare people. So many times they're coming to help, but it seems like it's negative, because these are some unseen forces that are moving chairs and tables and very paranormal activity that doesn't seem, logical. But Michael was really nervous in that episode. So that was no joke. And that was a tough neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay? In addition to the TV show that you've done, you do readings. You're a medium. You do readings for whoever, for clients, for customers. How does that work? And how do you charge them, based on the time that it takes or the difficulty of the case, or how does it work?
No, well, right now I'm not doing private readings because of the bigger cases that have taken over, and the TV and the books and all of that. But I still will always read. That is my life's mission. How do I charge them? Well, I used to have an office where people would come to see me, and it would be anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour. Sometimes it would go over. And from time to time, the rates would I would go up yearly, stay in line with a lot of mediums in the area, try not to take advantage of anyone, because these are very average people, and people sometimes do email me or they write it on my social media that I'm charging all this money. First of all, I don't know what they're even saying, because I never charged a lot. It was in line with everybody else, and I don't even do readings right at this minute. But with cases, I have to be honest, sometimes I don't even charge. And I'm not saying that to put medals on my chest. Sometimes it's really depending on the people, depending on their need. But mediums work with energy, and it's people think we're just, you're just talking to the other side, but we're bringing their energy through our energy field. And it's exhausting. It's not like a tarot card reading or any other kind of divination. Mediums have to raise their vibration to connect to the other side. That wears us out, and it takes up our life force. And I always want to teach all my students and everybody out there, if you think it's glamorous, yes, it helps people, but it comes with a price. It does come with a health price if you don't take care of your body and not overdo it. I've seen some of these mediums that they do go on tour and they're night after night at a different theater. And I just shake my head and say, I understand people want you, they want to see you, but the every night thing, there's just no way. It's not good for the body.
Kim, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, I'll open up the phone lines and people can ask you whatever they want about cases you've done or shows you've done or whatever. Some of them are going to want an instant reading. And I don't know if that's even possible to do on the phone or how long it generally takes. So what would be the rules? Well, I'll ask you on the other side to explain what the rules would be, and then we'll see what people say. We're talking with Kim Russo, the Happy Medium. In a moment, we open up the phone lines with your calls and questions and maybe some instant advice from Kim, if she's able to do that. I had mentioned about George Norrie and his producer, Tom Danhauser, taking their stage show on the road. They're coming to Asheville, North Carolina. That's in August 29th of this year. Among the special guests that will join George, Brooks Agnew, a Hollow Earth expert, a memory expert, Jim Carroll, Danyon Brinkley from here in my hometown. He's an afterlife expert. There's a audience participation, a live band, a meet and greet, a lot of fun. If you want some information on how to get tickets, you can find those links on the Coast to Coast website. We'll be right back with more of Kim Russo right after this on Coast to Coast AM. Kim Russo, so how does this work? If we take some calls from people, they have a message like, "Hey, my name's Bob. Have you got any messages for me from any dead relatives?" I would think that'd be a pretty tall order for you to tackle.
Well, I would need a little more time. Like, I don't know how much time I have, because I don't know instantly connect. But if they have a direct question, it can help me get into their energy quicker. Regarding a topic or a direct question, it would be great.
Okay. Okay. So at least some kind of level of guidance, not a wide open up question of, "Hey, any of my dead relatives called in and left a message."
Well, I might see a dead relative, but it just might not be the one they want, because I can't dial the dead. They have to just come on their own accord.
I'm going to start with, we're going to Long Island, New York. Kim in Long Island on the wild card line. Hi, Kim. You're on with Kim Russo.
It is a pleasure to talk with both of you. It's been an honor to always listen to you, George. I have a friend, a mutual friend with my husband, John. He had taken his own life, and it's been troubling. It's been very troubling because we really, it just was really tragic the way it went down. So I was just wondering if there was anything that you can feel or know or anything from that.
Okay. So, Kim, you're a fellow Long Islander.
I know.
Long Island here, too.
We have a lot in common. You know, I had the ticket also to see Elvis, so.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, so the first thing I saw, is somebody a cop or in the uniform like that connected to John or your husband? We saw a cop.
Is there a cop related to you at all?
Oh, you're asking your husband?
Yeah, actually, no. And for me, okay. I had someone when I was younger.
Well, no, this surrounds this guy. Did you say his name is John? Is that what you said,
right,
or is that your husband's name?
That's also his name as well. It's peculiar, yes.
Oh, that's not peculiar, because that's what I was hearing, just saying John. I'm just going to talk really fast, because that's how it's coming to me. There were things that, there's something with a gun or cops. I keep saying gun or cops. But there's something that happened that a lot of people did not know about his life, and a lot of the things he did not share. This does look very unusual. But he was not murdered. I'm supposed to say that to you as well. I don't know if anybody has any, like, foul play here. I'm feeling no. I feel that he's saying no. Did anybody think he did not do this?
No, it was, they believe he did take his life.
But there's no, like, suspicion going on. This was supposed to happen a different time. He said he didn't do it the last time. It didn't work. He was supposed to do it another time before this. I'm not sure if anybody knows this.
Wow.
And he keeps talking about an A initial, Kim, A. So I don't know if that's one of his kids, his wife. But I do feel he's passed over, to be honest with you. It does feel like I'm settled in. There's a lot more that we'll uncover as time goes on. You'll learn about me. That's what he said.
Wow.
So, do you know,
all right, Kim and Kim in Long Island, you two are going to have coffee sometime.
We'll do that one time.
Thanks for calling, Kim.
Thank you.
We're going to go east of the Rockies to Barbara in Carmel, Indiana. Hi, Barbara. You're on with Kim Russo.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I was wondering if, will my husband ever leave me? Other than in death, you know.
Okay, so did I get that right? Will your husband ever leave you?
Yes.
I mean physically, not in death. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'll tell you exactly what I'm hearing. I have a mother figure coming through, very maternal-like. Not sure if it's your mom or his mom, but what I heard is absolutely not. He's your child. And this is a lesson for you to speak up, because this is not just with your husband. This is with people around you, where you need to find your voice and your boundaries and your confidence.
Uh-huh.
This is happening for you. It's for you to make this decision. No, I don't see him leaving. I really don't.
There you go, Barbara. You can hope that helps. We're going to go to the first-time caller, Jose, in Hitchcock, Texas. Jose, you're on with Kim Russo.
That's Josie. I'm sorry. Josie, J-O-S-I-E.
I'm sorry. Oh, all right.
Thank you for taking my call. We listen to you regularly. And Kim, oh, it's a pleasure to get a chance to talk to you.
Hi, Josie.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Okay. I want to know if there's any messages from my biological dad. I wasn't able to be with him in his last days.
Are you familiar?
Maybe you can share a little more info.
Well, I was raised by my grandparents, and it was one of these marriages where he was 18, my mother was 15, and he left, and you know, he got divorced and all that. So I really didn't get a chance to know him. So I was just wondering if there was some kind of message from him.
Okay, so if I say the name Robert or Bob, do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, because that's the name that's popping up, and that's why I said I'm not sure if this is your dad or not, or if it's for the next caller. Sometimes that'll happen where they'll come in early.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing me his name is Robert.
No, this would be either Joseph Lewis or Buddy.
No, I got to be honest. I don't know who Robert is, but he keeps coming through. Okay. So he might be for the next caller. But I will tell you this. Don't lose heart that he's going to try to make things up to you. And I'm not saying this from him. I'm talking about just a psychic message that I received from the other side. What he was not able to do for you as his role as a dad, he can do from the other side. So I would look for those birds. For some reason, I see birds in your backyard.
Oh, yes. There's two little birds that come up to the dining room window right at the rail, and they just sing to me, and I get a chill. And
can you connect them with your dad? Connect them with your dad, because that's what's being shown to me.
They'll show us
like as the birds. Good. I'm glad that you received that message. Thank you, sweetie.
Thanks, Josie. Appreciate it. Going west of the Rockies, close to home here, Stacy in Henderson, Nevada. Hi, Stacy. You're on with Kim Russo.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call also, and I want to thank you for sharing your gift tonight. You're welcome. My husband passed over. He had a stroke, and he wasn't able to speak for like the last month before he passed. And so I was wondering if maybe it's really hard. I'd like to know what he was thinking or what he would wanted to say before he passed.
Was he the one with squeezing your hand? Was there a squeezing of a hand kind of a thing? That's what I keep seeing, two hands squeezing each other. Were you asking him to communicate with you that way, Stacy? Do you remember?
Yes. If he was in pain, we would ask him thumbs up or thumbs down.
Because he's just showing me the hand, like that was my way. I knew everything that was happening. This guy is such a protector of you, and this is not a bad thing, but he's kind of still very much close to the earth because he's so worried about you. He always was. He comes across a little bit like your father, even though he's your husband, in that protection, don't want to leave her alone, she needs me kind of a way.
So yes.
You would know that's his personality.
I do need him. And so I just don't feel him, or you know what I mean? I talk to him all the time, but.
Well, I'll say this. Your sleep patterns are horrendous, but I understand. If you can force yourself to sleep better without taking any aid to sleep, he will come in your dreams like a visit. He's very much around. He's saying something about the one shoe. I don't know if a dog plays with the shoe. I keep seeing the shoe that's separate from another shoe.
Our cat used to like to like sit in his shoe and smell and just sniff his scent.
Okay. Is the cat still around doing that? I don't know if you still have the cat.
I have the cat, yeah. I do have the cat.
Okay. So this is the clue with the shoe and the cat. Look at the cat to know he's around. Cats are very, very, very psychic. And the cat will alert you when your husband is trying to get your attention. With this funny behavior, laying in the shoe, you'll understand the language of the cat. Pay more attention to the cat, and you'll get your message. That's why he showed me that. He's very, very, very much okay. He's a proud man. He doesn't like to be disabled. He never wanted to live with a stroke. And you know what I'm talking about. He's very communicating. So yeah, he's okay. He's with you. And he's still staying close. Happy birthday or happy anniversary. This guy's talking up a storm. So.
Aw, happy anniversary. That's in April.
Thanks,
when
Stacey.
When they come to us in our dreams, they were actually with us, right?
Yes. He is. I told you, he didn't leave you because he's more concerned about you than him. So in time, though, he'll leave and he'll go where he needs to go once you are okay. So give him that freedom,
Stacey,
when you're ready, okay?
Thanks for the call, Stacey. We're going to move
on.
We're going. Let's go to Mississippi on the wild card line. Tracy in Mississippi. Hello, Tracy.
Hi,
you're on with Kim Russo.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, Mississippi in the house. Good. How can I help?
Well, I was just wondering if you see any type of negative spirits attached to me. If you do, how do I get rid of them?
Okay.
Is there a reason for that, Garrett?
Did you lose a brother, Tracy?
No. Well, not in the sense that you think so. I mean, I don't talk with my brother any longer.
Oh, I see. So you did, yeah, that's why they just said lost the brother. Like the brother's not around him. Mm-hmm. There's some weird energy around you, but it's not attached like an entity. And there's something to connect it through the brother. So I don't know if he's angry at you and he's sending you these bad vibes. It's like a mental energy thing. I hope, does that make sense? You had a falling out with him?
Yeah, actually it does. Weird energy is back in October, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and I completely changed my life to reverse the diabetes. And I'm experiencing some other things with the life change. I mean, I changed everything I eat, everything. And I've lost a considerable amount of weight and everything, but I'm just experiencing some things that.
Well, the energy comes that's how they showed it to me. The negativity from you. If you can at some point make up with your brother, I feel like everything's going to go better for you.
Oh, okay, good. That's not a problem. All I got to do is call him.
You need to have him on your side, as opposed to the other way around, because he has this anger coming at you. So you just want to deflect that, try to make up with your brother. You'll have that's the message for you. You'll have a more peaceful life. So you're doing everything the health way. Now we have to fix the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks,
Tracy. Appreciate it. Kim, I wanted to talk about your new TV show. So it's very similar to the other one, but it's got a new title. When does it start, and where is it airing?
Thank you. Yes. The Haunting of is now, that was a spinoff of the original Celebrity Ghost Stories series. And that series I was not in. Those were just plain interviews of the celebrities and their paranormal stories. So now this is, they kicked it up a notch with Celebrity Ghost Stories. They have more popular celebrities, and that's what they wanted with, more terrifying or more involved ghost stories or hauntings, whatever you want to call them. So it's the same premise, except it's a little bit more in real time. And you'll see some differences when you tune in with the layout of the show. But the overall theme is I'm still helping the celebrity find out what was their experience, what was haunting them. We're still doing the personal readings because that really does tie into what their experience was most of the time. We have a phenomenal lineup. I'll tell you, one better than the other. It starts April 8th, Wednesday night, April 8th on the A&E channel. 10 p.m. on the East Coast. So everybody really should check your local listings. I'm not sure, you know, wherever you live, to check it out. But 10 p.m. on East Coast time, for sure.
All right. And so, I see Terry Bradshaw, Paula Abdul, Kelly Osborne, Ice-T and Coco. That's some of the folks who are coming up. And it's on starting April the 8th.
Unbelievable lineup. Like I said, they're all different, very different. As you can see, there's a very diverse list of celebrities there. Terry Bradshaw is my favorite, just saying, just so you know.
Well, what a character. He does a one-man show, by the way. He occasionally performs here in Las Vegas, and it gets generally pretty good reviews. We're going to try to get one last call in. Sharon in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has been holding on the longest there on the wild card line. Sharon, you better make it quick. We've got about a minute and a half.
I was wondering if you see anything from my son. He's been gone for like 5.5 years.
Okay. This wasn't due to his own hands as well, is it? Did he take his own life?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Because that's what's being shown to me. I see someone who's taking the blame. I do feel there was a substance involved. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I'm being told like a sorrow, like regrets. I didn't want to hurt them like this. There's a new baby in the family, Sharon?
About a year old.
Because he's telling me, was it a baby boy?
No, it's a baby girl.
Okay. Look for the baby boy because he's talking about sending in the boy and knowing the soul of the boy before it comes into the family. So,
okay. There's a baby boy in the middle. He's like two and a half.
So he's very in tune to what's coming on at the family. I think it's either for his sister. He keeps showing me a female. He said, I'm watching everyone. He said, Ma, are you smoking?
No. No, but I'm having a lung problem.
I was just going to, that was my next question, because I feel all congested in your lungs.
All right. I'm sorry to cut it off. Sharon, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Kim Russo, been fun. We'll be looking for your new show, Celebrity Ghost Stories, starting on the A&E Network in early April. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, George. Take care.
Talk to you again. Coming up next, Dr. Barry Taff and some of the very strange cases he's investigated.